From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has vowed to retake all of Syria from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Mr. Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. His statement fuels doubts about the party's commitment to end the near five-year-old conflict. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned the negotiations do not mean that we, quote, stop fighting terrorism. Assad's announcement came shortly after world powers meeting in Munich, Germany, announced a deal to stop the fighting. As Henry Ridgewell reports, many observers think that Russia and Syria will use the break to increase their battlefield advantage.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the ceasefire deal in Munich Friday.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry's Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, emphasized there were still differences with Washington. Russia says it only targets extremist groups, but the bombardment has been stepped up against the rebel stronghold of Aleppo, which is now almost encircled by Syrian regime forces. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Late Friday, U.S. officials laid out the mechanics of the new multinational plan. The Syrian opposition requested the pause in military action be referred to as a cessation and as opposed to a ceasefire. The opposition believed a ceasefire indicated a formal end to a conflict in which political objectives had been resolved. That is not the situation in Syria.